This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A journalism scandal and the ensuing criticism have toppled the top editors of the New York Times. Today, the paper announced that executive editor Howell Raines and managing editor Gerald Boyd are stepping down. Their resignations follow intense scrutiny over reporter Jason Blair, who faked parts of dozens of his stories. NPR's Robert Smith reports from New York.
Howell Raines led the New York Times for less than 2 years, but it could be argued that he was there for the paper's finest hour and for its darkest moment. He was the editor during the coverage of September 11th, and the paper won a record 7 Pulitzers in 1 year. He was also the man in charge when it was revealed that a young journalist, Jason Blair, lied about quotes, scenes, and facts in his stories. After the scandal broke last month, Raines spoke to NPR about weathering the turmoil.
In terms of long-term credibility of the New York Times, I think it is sound, and I think the reason it is sound is because people see us responding openly and with a spirit of full disclosure to an embarrassing episode.
But the Blair scandal was only the start of the embarrassment. At a staff meeting, Raines had to face brutal questioning from his own reporters, accusing the editor of being arrogant and autocratic. Then Raines' star writer, Rick Bragg, stepped down after it was discovered that he used an uncredited intern to report a story for him. Reporters from the New York Times began to complain publicly that morale was horrible, the newsroom was in paralysis, and Raines was to blame. Today, after hearing of the editor's resignation, writers for the paper described a sense of relief that Raines has left.
People are shaken up, but we're optimistic.
Deborah Sontag, a writer for the New York Times Sunday Magazine, says that Raines kept a small inner circle, and some feared that the intellectual side of the paper was being hurt.
It's been volatile at the paper since 9/11, since Howell took over. In particular, of course, the last month or so have been particularly stressful. We've all been incredibly distracted. The paper that we believe in, the paper that we've spent a lot of our lives working so hard for, has been under fire from the outside. It's been tumultuous inside, and you know, I think we really need to move forward and build on the very much that we do have inside.
In the press release announcing the resignation, no mention was made of Jason Blair. Raines and his managing editor, Gerald Boyd, said goodbye to the staff this morning. His last advice to the group was, quote, "When a big story breaks out, go like hell." Times publisher Arthur Sulzberger Jr. said it was a day that broke his heart. Greg Mitchell, who edits the industry magazine, editor and publisher, says that Raines will be remembered as a tough man, but a good editor.
He had a hard-driving style. He had high standards. He pushed people. He pushed people the wrong way at times. But it helped lead to the tremendous coverage they had of 9/11 and the aftermath, which I think he and the newspaper were justifiably hailed for.
But Mitchell says that Raines' resignation from the Times is not just a relief for the newsroom there, but for the newspaper industry. Now papers across the country can focus on regaining the public trust in journalism after the Blair scandal. And he says there's also a lesson in this for editors.
Don't get so headstrong that you forget that you've got to bring your troops along with you. So I think editors around the country, particularly at larger papers, are going to be paying a lot more attention to the people under them.
And indeed, the New York Times has named former editor Joseph Lelyveld as the interim editor of the paper. Welcome news for Times staffers like Sontag.
We like him. We have faith in him. He's an incredible professional. He'll come in as kind of grandpa and settle everyone down and help, you know, ease a transition.
And Sontag says she has faith that the paper will find someone great to lead the New York Times back from the scandal. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.